As we start this sitting together, I would like to share a poem and a few words of introduction. A few words to set the context. In the ancient teachings, there's this image of a hen. And let's say this hen has laid 6 or 8 eggs. So the teaching goes, if the hen incubates the eggs, sits on them, keeps them warm, sets the conditions, the eggs are sure to hatch. Even if the hen never has the thought, oh, may my eggs hatch. If the hen sets the conditions, the eggs are sure to hatch. And we here have been setting our own conditions for the many kinds of happiness. Happiness of the abandoning of the hindrances. Happiness of equanimity. Happiness of liberation. And this week, setting the conditions for the happiness of liberation through our simple practice of here and now. Attention to what's happening and our relationship to that experience. Sensations of the body breathing. Clear, unentangled attention with our emotions and the processes of thinking. Setting the conditions with our practice of here and now. So a poem by an Irish poet named Seamus Heaney. And then there was Saint Kevin and the Blackbird. The saint is kneeling, arms stretched out. Inside his cell, but the cell is narrow. So one turned up palm is out the window, stiff as a crossbeam. When a blackbird lands, and lays in it and settles down to nest. Kevin feels the warm eggs, the small breast, the tucked, neat head and claws, and finding himself linked into the network of eternal life, is moved to pity. Now he must hold his hand like a branch out in the sun and rain for weeks until the young are hatched and fledged and flown. And since the whole thing's imagined anyhow, imagine being Kevin. Which is he? Self-forgetful or in agony all the time? From the neck on out, down through his hurting forearms. Are his fingers sleeping? Does he still feel his knees? Or has the shut-eyed blank of under-earth crept up through him? Is there distance in his head? Alone and mirrored clear in love's deep river. To labor and not to seek reward. He prays. A prayer his body makes entirely, for he has forgotten self, forgotten bird, and on the riverbank, forgotten the river's name. a prayer her body makes entirely. For she has forgotten self, forgotten bird, and on the riverbank, forgotten the river's name. Wishing each of you a night whether it be time for rest or time for more sitting and walking may you care warmly for the conditions of the happiness of liberation. Good night.